The emerald ash borer beetle was first detected in North America in 2002, and that was in southeastern Michigan. And since that time, it has been found in 14 other states. It was detected in Wisconsin in August of 2008.
And this is most likely spread a lot of times by firewood, isn't it?
Emerald ash borer firewood is a vehicle for the widespread distribution of the pest. We know that the emerald ash borer is a good flyer, and certainly it can travel on its own. But we know that when humans move firewood, they are moving firewood long distances, and that really contributes to the widespread spread of the pest. The main culprit is ash wood with bark. The emerald ash borer beetle only attacks ash trees. And when an ash tree dies in someone's woods or backyard, they take it down, cut it up, and split it into firewood. It's not unusual that they grab that firewood when they're going camping or recreating, or maybe they'll even give it to someone to use at their cottage. If they don't know that ash tree was infested, essentially they could be spreading the beetle to a totally new area that is not even infested.
And we've seen that here in Wisconsin, where we have two really remote areas that have been infected with it, isn't it?
Exactly. Wisconsin has a group of counties on the east side and a group of counties on the west side. And in the middle of the state is clear sailing. Emerald ash borer has not been found in the middle of Wisconsin. In fact, in Wisconsin, there are 12 counties that are quarantined for the pest.
Now, talk about the quarantines. What are all involved when these counties that are quarantined?
Sure. The Cooperative Emerald Ash Borer Program is about federal and state government working together. And as it relates to these counties that are quarantined, not only are they quarantined by the USDA, but they are also quarantined by the Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture. And what this means is individuals cannot move ash material, meaning ash logs, ash debris, chips, and so forth, or they cannot move any hardwood firewood out of those counties, even though the emerald ash borer beetle only attacks ash trees. It's so difficult for people to distinguish between ash firewood and oak firewood. That's why we include all hardwood firewood.
And this is a pest that I guess we just don't really realize the scope of how big of a problem, how big of a threat this is to what is a very prominent tree in America.
It's a huge threat. The ash tree species is throughout North America. And the risk for ash trees is monumental. We could actually use that species of trees, which is frightening to think about. In Wisconsin's forest, there are about 765 million ash trees. So clearly, the state of Wisconsin has a lot to lose. In addition, 5 million of those ash trees are in urban areas or communities. So now you're talking about people's landscapes, you're talking about public property, parks, and so forth. So there's a huge risk to lose a very valuable resource.
So what's the status of the fight? Is this something that we can contain, or is this going to be like the gypsy moth, where it's just you try to slow the spread?
Well, we are in the slowing the spread journey of the program. Can we contain it? I don't know. But what we are doing is we are looking for it. We are surveying for it throughout the United States. We also are regulating, meaning that we are putting quarantines in place to slow the spread and stop the spread of the pest. And then certainly education and outreach. The more people that know that there's a problem, the more people can contribute to the solution by not moving firewood.
And this, of course, is Emerald Ash Borer Awareness Week. Any keys to that other than what we've talked about here?
really the takeaway message is don't move firewood. We know people are traveling. They're traveling right now, going to campsites, recreational areas. What we want them to do is leave their firewood at home. Instead, wait until you get to your destination and then buy firewood locally. There is some firewood that has been kiln dried, and certainly that is good to go. And that kiln dried firewood will be wrapped and labeled. So that's a good indicator that folks can be secure if they're taking kiln dried firewood on their travels. But the best thing to do is just don't move firewood.
And at the same time, be vigilant. What should they be watching for if they're in wooded areas, in parks, etc.?
Well, the emerald ash borer beetle kills ash trees very gradually, so it's hard to detect. One season, your trees may look fine. Even the following season, and then all of a sudden, boom, your tree looks like it's totally dead and dying. And that's the tricky part. They can look for bare leaves or bare branches at the tops of their trees. And the one thing we have found is that increased woodpecker activity might be a cue that your ash tree is infested with the emerald ash borer beetle.
Oh, really? So if you haven't had woodpeckers around before and suddenly you do, you might want to start watching?
Those woodpeckers are a cue, and if you see all of a sudden increased activity or activity that's never been there, that would certainly make me be concerned that something was going on with my ash tree.
What about the fight? Is there anything as far as treatments for the trees or anything that is being developed that there is some hope at the end of the tunnel here?
Well, you know, it's been 10 years since it was actually detected in North America, and we have made tremendous strides. We do have a survey tool that we're using. Is it as good a tool as we would like? No, but 10 years ago, we didn't even have this tool. Additional treatments are available, and some of the treatments have really shown some good results as far as protecting your tree. You know, the biggest thing is we want folks to enjoy themselves this weekend, have fun, travel, recreate, be outside, but please don't move firewood. If they do have questions, they can go to stopthebeetle.info, and there is a whole host of online information and pictures that probably could answer any of the questions they may have.